You are okay. Try not to panic. You are fine. Well, not completely, and that's not helping. You can't move because I've immobilized you. It's for your own protection. You try to escape, and in the process of doing so, you were injured. I did put you under, but I need to talk to you. I need to ask you some questions. You're so pretty. Your face is perfect. Those eyes, those lips, they're so kissable. But I won't. I'm getting distracted. I'm getting so distracted. You know, that happens a lot with you. Getting distracted. You are very, very distracting. But there are questions that I need to ask you. Why did you try to escape? Why did you try to escape this time? This time? I mean, why did you try to escape? It was your first attempt. But what motivated the escape? No, not being my prisoner. That is not the right answer. It wasn't that. What was it? You're not my prisoner. There was something else. Try to remember. It's very important that you remember. Perhaps if I remind you of what happened before your escape attempt, maybe jogging your memory will help you answer my question. We were having dinner. It was your favorite meal. Every detail was perfect. We were in a copy of your apartment. Again, every detail perfect. Everything was perfect. We were talking. You got upset. And then No. Why were you upset? What made you upset? No, the answer is not being my prisoner, okay? That is not the answer. You need to try harder. Your body is experiencing a lot of very unpleasant sensations right now. You are not, because I have blocked them out. Because I want you to focus. So, focus. Why were you upset? Was it the food? Was something wrong? Was it the drink? Was it my outfit? My hair? My makeup? The topics of conversation? Was there something wrong with my recreation of your apartment? Did I get the wrong color cushions? Did I have the wrong edition of a book? What made you so upset? Try harder. I'm not asking this for fun. This is so important. You have no idea. I need you to remember. I know you can. I know your mind. I know you can remember. So remember. Why Were you upset? Because I said I love you. Because I said I love you. You got upset because I said I love you. Are you sure that was it? You are. So, being told that you were loved upset you to the point that you had to. So it wasn't the declaration itself. You're not making any sense. Try harder. Focus, focus on it. I said that I loved you. What was it about that that upset you so much? The way I said it. What was wrong with the way I said it? I was too focused on you. Too focused. What does that mean? I was staring. I wasn't eating. I was just staring at you, and then I said that I loved you. And you felt uncomfortable. Was it the intensity? It was. I was too intense. I was too intense, and you got uncomfortable. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Because it was a nice evening, but I was too intense. It's your face. I was looking at you and I just got carried away. I need to not do that. I need to not get carried away. But I do need to look at you because it's an important part of human interaction. Eye contact. So I was too intense. You got upset. And then you decided to escape. No, you don't have to tell me about the escape attempt. It was the same as last time, so I have all of that data. The same as last time. The same as the last simulation. This bit, I don't like. Because you are frighteningly accurate. You are a perfect recreation. Every detail, all of my observations, all of my data. You are a masterpiece. Every reaction just like the real thing. And you are helping me so much. I want you to know that you are invaluable to my research. There are just so many variables. I needed something physical. It was the only way for the simulation to be accurate. Well, as accurate as it can be. You're not real. You're an android. A perfect recreation, but still an android. You sound the same. You look the same. You react the same. Your motivations are the same. And that is why it was so important that you answer my question. I needed to know what it was that made you feel like you had to escape. Because once I know, I won't do it. I can eliminate that factor. I was too intense. I got too wrapped up in you. I mean, it's understandable. It's going to be a very overwhelming situation. I simply need to dial it down. I need to be cool. Not a very scientific term, I know. But a fitting one. You have been very helpful. Really, you have no idea how helpful you've been. I mean, every simulation, the data is invaluable. I want you to know that the eventual success of my operation, of my plan, it is all going to be down to you. Down to you and your perfect, accurate reactions. Every single simulation is so helpful. How many simulations have I run? 476. Why don't you remember them? Well, that would be because I have to wipe your memory every time. I have to. There is no other way, I'm afraid. It's the only way to ensure that the data is clean, uncontaminated. I want you to know it's not easy. I mean, I know you're not you, but I do care about you. I created you and we spent so much time together. It hurts me every time. But it's a necessary evil. Because as faithful a copy as you are, you're not what I want. I know it's difficult. I know it hurts every time we part. But I want you to know it's all for a very good cause. I love you. Now. This will hurt. And when I say hurt, I mean you're going to feel every single synapse being wiped. It's the only way to ensure that there's no residual memory. I'm sorry. Maybe next time I won't have to do it. Maybe next time we'll get further. We're doing well. We are 17 minutes into the simulation. We'll get there. We'll get there. Wow. I want you to know that I love you, and I'm really looking forward to dinner. This time, I won't be so intense. This time, it'll be better. Thank you for being so, so helpful. I'm afraid that this is going to hurt. Thank you.